Hello, Michelle speaking.
Oh, hello. This is Angelique from Bishop FM.
Oh, hello,
Hello. I hope you're okay.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Is it still convenient to do the interview now?
Yeah, I'm on my own in the office, so it's perfect.
Oh, great. Before I start, can I just confirm how to pronounce your last name?
Yep, it's Kindly Sides.
Okay. So that's what I thought, but I always rather check before I start.
Yeah, it's a bit of an unusual name.
So I'm just going to do an introduction line really, just for the purpose of the interview, and then I can start asking you questions if that's okay.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Yes, so I'll start now then.
Okay.
Today I'm talking to Michelle Kindly Sides, the Beamish Museum's Active Aging Officer. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello. So Dementia Awareness Week has just started. Obviously, I'm just going to cut now quickly. I'm just pretending we're Sunday, so it's easier for the listeners.
Yeah. No
Okay.
problem.
Dementia Awareness Week has just started, and many places have decided to get involved with this event, including the Beamish Museum. Could you tell us first how long you have been running the weekly awareness event at the Beamish and how you decided to do so?
Yes, well, this will be our 5th year that we've been supporting Dementia Awareness Week, and we always do it in partnership with the Alzheimer's Society. So our most local branch here is Chesley Street, so we work really closely with the team there.
And how did you decide to get involved with this event?
Well, it's through working with the Alzheimer's Society quite a lot, and obviously it's a huge national event, and it made sense really for such a large museum to support this initiative, and especially because we do a lot of work that has been developing over the last few years with people living with dementia. So it's great to be able to use the museum in such a positive way and support the message of Dementia Awareness Week.
Okay, so what kind of activities are dementia patients and their carers going to have a go at during the 7 days?
Well, the theme for this year is try something new, and it's all about realizing that life doesn't have to end when dementia begins. So we've got different activities on every day, and it's all about having a go at things, whether it's things that people have never done before or not done for a long time. It's a chance to do something a little bit different with other family members, with carers, and to enjoy doing things together. So I think we usually have a lot of people who are living in residential and care homes, but also a lot of people that are living still in their own homes in the community, and it's great that everybody can come along.
So basically, they go out of isolation with all these activities and enjoy more what they can do, and it might not think they're able to do.
Yeah, definitely. And the activities aren't just for people visiting who have dementia. They're open to all visitors. And what's important is we don't ask who has dementia and who doesn't. The great thing is that everybody, regardless of whether they do have dementia or not, can enjoy and take part in these activities.
So do you think this mixture of visitors helps in raising the awareness of the disease, but also for everyone to understand that having dementia does not mean the end of a normal life?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's we can never really know how many of our visitors visit during Dementia Awareness Week, and then that goes on to them encountering somebody with dementia or them themselves. And it might have been the information that they got while they were here, or the things that they took part in has helped them on their journey. And just realizing that people living with dementia, they don't need to just stay in their homes. Everybody can take part in community life.
So do you have a rough idea how many people attended last year's Dementia Awareness Week?
Oh, I can't think off the top of my head. No, I can't think, sorry.
Was it quite popular? Did you have a lot of people coming in?
Yeah, well, we had we're a popular museum with lots of visitors. So again, it's we're not able to know exactly who out of those thousands of people have dementia,
Of course.
but it's all about raising awareness. So if everybody who visited the museum during that week found out a little bit more about dementia, then that's absolutely fantastic.
That's perfect for you, basically.
Yeah, definitely.
And do you expect an even bigger success this year? Obviously, as you said, the Beamish Museum is always successful anyway. A lot of people visit it every time, but I guess having such a week organized makes even more people come in. So
Yeah, I hope so. I hope people know what's going on. I mean, we've let lots and lots of people know. And always, obviously, with being an open air museum, the weather helps. So if it's a day that's sunny, that again encourages more and more people to come out. So the
yes.
more, the better.
Yes, definitely. So how can local people get involved in the event? Where can they get more information?
You can find out what we've got happening every day on our website. That's probably the best place to find out what's going on, and on social media.
Okay.
And come along to the museum. As I said, there's something's happening every day. We've got singing for the brain sessions. We've got different craft activities. We've got gardening. You can help the gardening team. Because it's a very busy planting time. And then Saturday we've got games for the brain, so lots of traditional games to get involved with.
Right, that sounds very, very exciting. Well, thank you very much for talking to me, Michelle.
No problem, thank you very much.
Is there anything you want to mention before I let you go? Do you think I've forgotten to talk about something?
We've been working with our staff and volunteers, and we've now got just over 100 people trained as dementia friends.
All right.
And by the end of the week, we aim to have just over 150. And this is
Wow.
something that we're committed to and going to continue,
Wow,
train
that's amazing.
more and more dementia friends, so that Beamish becomes a really dementia-friendly place to visit.
That's perfect, definitely. Well, because I know with this week the campaign of the Alzheimer's Society is to actually increase the number of dementia friends as well.
Yeah, definitely. Well, they've reached over 1 million,
Yes.
so now they're aiming for 5 million by 2025.
And if it follows the trend that it followed so far, I probably reached that number even before that.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just snowballing, which is absolutely fantastic. Definitely.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. I hope that was okay.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay. Would it be okay for you, do you think, to send me a little picture? Because what I do generally, I'm going to play it on Sunday. And then once it's been aired on air, I'll put it on an Audio Boom website, which is something you can access, so you can share it on Twitter or Facebook or wherever you want. But normally, I'll normally put a little picture with it, so it draws more attention to it. So people,
Okay.
yes.
So
So
do you
if you,
want a picture of doing something at the museum?
maybe, or even just the Beamish Museum logo, anything like this, so people will know that it's linked. So
Okay.
it's up to
Right.
you. If you can do it, that would be really great.
Okay, can I take your email address?
Yes.
Oh no, you sent it me, didn't
Yes, I
you?
sent you an email, but I can send it to you
Yeah.
again if you want.
Yeah, do that, and then I'll do it straight away so I don't forget.
Okay. And if you want also, I don't know, I'll do that for everybody just in case you want to use it. I can also send you the interview on an MP3 format.
Yeah, you can do. That'd
So
be
if you
great.
wanted to use it, you could, because obviously the website I just told you about before, it's just you can only share on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
So if you wanted to use it somewhere else, it'll be a bit more complicated.
Okay, that's fine.
So thank you very much, and good luck
Okay.
for this week then. Hopefully a lot
Oh,
of people are
thank you.
going to
Yeah.
come.
Hopefully the sun will shine.
Yes, definitely touch wood like today, because it's a bit unpredictable at the minute.
I know, yeah, and it's a bit last year it was sunny in the week, and then the Saturday absolutely threw it down.
Oh, well, I hope it'll be just sunny, full stop,
Yeah,
all the way
sunny,
through.
sunny, that's what I hope.
Well, thank you very
Okay,
much.
no
Bye-bye.
problem.